I am Kim.
And I am Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to prioritize our self-care. So, Danae, what did you do this week for self-care?
So, this week, I've been thinking about it for like a year or more.
Okay.
That I wanted to get Botox.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So, yesterday I got Botox in my forehead. Because I have a wrinkly forehead.
Oh my god, let me see.
I mean, you can, like, she said it takes a while to set in.
How do you feel?
But, like, there's, like, a significant
difference
in, like, the range of motion of how, like, wrinkly my forehead can get if I, like, raise my eyebrows up.
Was it, like, really expensive?
It was, like, $270.
Oh, that's actually not bad. I thought it was, like, a few thousand.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I guess if maybe you did, like, your whole fucking body
or something. It gets rid of migraines, too.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have migraines. I've never had a migraine, but...
I'm thinking, like, in my eye area, like, my crow's feet. Yeah, and then, yeah. Like, down there. Although, my skincare routine's been pretty good, but...
Yeah, I've been trying to keep up, but I've been wanting to do it for a while because I, like, am very expressive with my face.
Oh, same.
So, like, the wrinkles are real.
I try to never smile.
I don't care about smile marks. It's just, like, the forehead wrinkles. I'm like, this is a bit much. So, yeah, I got Botox, and it should, like, fully set in, like, a week or two.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then from there, it's, like, every 3 months. If you want to, like, upkeep it,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to.
Well, you can do it, like, as you, like, want.
Yeah, exactly.
Here and there, so.
It was something I've been thinking about for a while and, like, researched a bit, and I was just, like... I feel like we talked about this
a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Katie got it when we went to Hawaii. She had it, and she was like, I love it. Like, you should totally do it. And I was like, okay. So I've literally been thinking about it. I'd been thinking about it before that, but that was in June. So now it's February, and I'm like.
So I have to get on this train.
Let's go. Yeah. And it was so quick. It was like 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It just, they go in, inject, and then.
Yep. And then you're gone. Yeah. What'd you do?
I just thought it was really fun, like, hanging out for Super Bowl and, like, doing all the food and stuff. It was just, like, good getting together. I don't know. I did not care for either of the teams, so I'm not even going to comment on who was winning, except for, like, touchdown Applebee's.
Touchdown Applebee's!
I was dying. But I don't know. I thought it was really fun just, like, hanging around and, like, eating our faces off.
And showing off your, like... Keith completed the floor in the, like, other second.
It feels unreal because it's been just, like, cement for a long time, so it's, like, real.
Well, and it was, like, it's just, like, I just remember totally us
sitting there
house.
Before New Year's. We were, like, manifesting what we wanted this New Year. Yeah. We were, like, sitting, and I was, like, looking around, like, yes, we can manifest things for the podcast, but, like, can I manifest these floors? Good Lord. So, yeah. And also, I'm still sick. Not coughing is bad, but, like, if my voice sounds very, like, scary and scratchy and everything, sorry. So, yeah. Self-care, Super Bowl, Botox in the future. Let's do it.
Yeah, if you need a place, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely will.
She was so quick, and it was, like, so easy, and I was, like, so nervous. But then I was, like, why am I nervous? I have, like, a half-sleeve tattoo. Like, I'm not a stranger to needles. Like,
every time before you get a tattoo, you're nervous, and then it, like, happens, and you're, like, oh, yeah, this isn't
Yeah, it doesn't
It feel... always, like, you build... I remember, like, the day I was getting my nose pierced, I was so nervous, and then I'm, like...
But it's so quick.
You used to, like, pierce your lip, like...
You pierced your own lip?
Yeah, I wasn't smart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a few
it
times.
It went through?
Yeah.
Ugh! No, my hands would shake too
super
much.
Gross. Like,
I couldn't do it myself. There's no
oh,
way.
Yeah. No, I did. I'm gross. It's fine.
Did it get infected?
No. I have never
You're
said...
You're so brave.
Or stupid. I did it a few times.
Oh, my God.
Because I couldn't, like, have it. So I would do it, like, for a week. I would do it every night. It was so stupid.
Oh, my God.
It's embarrassing now.
How old were you?
19, 20.
Oh. Why didn't you just go to a fucking place and do it?
Well, because my mom's like, you can't get... It was like,
you're 19. Yeah.
Oh, no. I get it.
I guess I've always just been like, I'm gonna do what I want.
Well, it's like, in under my house, you know, that kind of thing. So. Yeah,
I would still do it.
Honestly, I'm not upset because I didn't need it anyway. So right. I'm like, at the time, I was like, whatever, mom, dad, can't tell me what to do. And now I'm like, thank God.
Right.
I've seen some, like, kids that, like, just their entire face is pierced. I'm like, you're 17.
Right? Like, some of these things, I'm like... I mean, it's one thing to, like, have a nose ring.
Yeah.
But, like, they'll have, like, two nose rings on each side of their nostril and then also a septum ring. And I'm like, how do you blow your nose, though?
Oh, my God. I have, like, issues with my one. Must be with real. My, oh,
yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah, it has
like,
to
you
be.
Gotta make sure there's not, like, someone caught on there.
I've seen some kids, and, like, that's fine if that's what you want to do, but, like, at 17, like, wait until you're older, because I've seen kids with, like, their entire mouth pierced.
Oh, God.
Just, like.
Too much.
Do you enjoy tacos or do you hate eating? Like,
and do you like kissing or no?
Do you hate the touch of another human? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, do what you want, but
yeah,
whatever.
Do you?
Well, what are you telling me about?
So I'm going to tell you the story about Carl Tanzler. So the big source I used is like one of my favorite podcasts, My Favorite Murder, kind of brought it back into my brain.
I love My Favorite Murder.
Because I was like listening and I'm like, oh my God. They're so my this idols. Story, and a big source, I've watched documentaries, but a big source was like my mom. So My Favorite Murder like got the dates and everything, but I knew the story already.
Okay.
Because like, I don't know. My mom was always into true crime, but like now she acts like she wasn't. She's like, I didn't like it that much. I'm like, girl. Come on. And this was the first true crime case I ever heard.
Oh.
And I remember I kept asking my mom questions about it. My mom's like, oh my God, this is a messed up one too. So you're going to be like, Karen, what were you talking about?
Okay.
But she also didn't let me get my lip pierced. So, you know, props to her on that.
Balance.
Yeah, balance. Okay, so Carl Tanzler, he went by a lot of different names, but the most consistent one was Carl Tanzler. Like, he'd be like, Lord, blah, 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 Carl, blah, 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 Tanzler. And I'm just like, you know what?
Wait, what? Like, he was praying?
He would make all these different names, like, add names and, like, get rid of names, but the most consistent
one. Oh, like,
one,
he was a lord.
Yeah, like, he thought.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he changed his name a lot. I'm okay. saying, like, the man is fucking
is
crazy.
Is this an old one? Like, what is the time frame?
So he was born in 1877 in Germany, and he had a sister, and he was extremely smart. Like, he was so smart, it was, like, stupid.
Well, that explains the Lord. I was thinking, like he just was, like, in the 1980s, he's like, I'm Lord Carl! And it's like,
yeah,
sir,
it's like, sir,
what are you talking
you're
about?
At a discotheque, please go home.
Please
you have,
stop.
You have drank too much.
Have a cigarette. Drink
but,
a Diet Coke. You're not a lord.
Enjoy McDonald's fries because they're gonna get worse. So, do you like how that's where I go? Just like a hair on my lip. Sorry. Okay. So he had a lot of interest in like machines and stuff like that, and he also studied medicine and got some credentials, but he wasn't like a doctor.
Okay, so he knew some things, but he wasn't like fully like.
Yeah, he was like
didn't have the degree
phlebotomist.
To...
Like he could
what
take, like. Samples of blood and stuff like
phlebotomy
yeah
okay,
thank
sorry.
You I don't know how to
I
like,
thought you said lobotomist and I was
no,
like girl
no like the
he's
flaw
drilling holes
of
in
that.
People's heads like I feel like you maybe need a degree for that
no
well you just, probably didn't they're like just do cocaine about it it's fine
take an ice pick
boom take boom. An ice pick take a little
in the eyeball oh my god Anyways, but again, not a doctor, had some, you know, credentials, but obviously not the puchta, the PhD.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck is a
I was
puchta?
Like, I should explain what a puchta is.
I thought it was like a Jewish word, like
tchotchke. It does kind of sound,
you know?
Yeah,
and
it does
kind of
sound.
What does that mean? Tell me.
Well, it is, you know, PhD. You
okay.
need one of those.
I get it.
So,
sorry, I'm slow.
No, nobody has ever referred to it as that. You're not slow. I just say stupid things.
Okay.
Hi, I pierced my lip every night for a week. I'm not smart.
Ew, like,
I've grown. It's fine. So he got a degree in medicine, chemistry, and philosophy, and he went to Australia when there was a war, and then he was deported back to Holland, and then he went on a search for his mom. You know, he kind of, like, did his own, like, I'm gonna do this thing. Where's my mom?
Was he, like, adopted? Where was his mom?
He, in Germany. So he, like, did stuff, and then he went to Australia, and then he was deported back, and he's like, I gotta find my mom, because there was a war going on.
So he didn't know his mom?
No, he did. He lived with her, and then he went away to school to, like, get all his credentials.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, not, like, find her, like he's never met her. Like,
are you my mother? Like, right. The duck? No. No, no. That's the best I could think of. That was
Keith's, like, favorite book.
That's just the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I'll just go home and be like, are you my mother? And he'll be like, get the fuck out of my house. That's cute. I might buy him a copy. Anyways,
he'll probably be like, why are you buying me this?
And then I'll, like, cry and be like, because it's adorable. And he'll be like, what the fuck did Danae tell you? What happened at Danae's house? So in 1920, he met and married a woman named Doris Schaefer. And they had two daughters in 1926. They went to Zephyr Hills, Florida, which is, like, closer to Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Where we were a month ago, where I got so sick. I've been sick nonstop. Right. So that's when this whole thing started happening.
Take some vitamins.
I need to. Good Lord. And a year after moving to the U.S., Carl said, fuck you, and abandoned his family and went to Key West.
He just left his family?
Yeah. First off, how terrifying is that? You go to a new country, you're there for a year. I guarantee you don't know everything yet. It takes a while to get acclimated to an area, especially when it's a completely different continent.
He just was like, bye.
Yeah.
What? That's so messed up. Especially in a time when, like, the wife was probably, you know, like, a homemaker or whatever, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
He's the breadwinner. And he's just like, anyways, fend for yourself. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and I will not miss you.
What a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, leave your own kids.
That I will never understand. Like, obviously, like, how do you leave your spouse, but, like...
But, like, your kids,
children.
Though.
Like...
Like, you made them, you know?
Yeah, they're half your bitch ass, so... If you love you, you should love your children. Right. Anyways.
Okay, anyways. He's
so he started working
weird.
As a radiologist, and he just, again, made different names for himself.
Wait, is it this guy? No, keep talking. I think I know where this is going.
You might know.
Maybe.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
So this would come as no shock. He's an odd guy.
Wait, what year was he born again?
1877.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's not the one I was thinking.
You'll know it when I get to it, but it's
okay.
Fucked up. Okay. But he was super odd, very full of himself. And he worked in the tuberculosis wing of the hospital, which tuberculosis was hella fatal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And it still can be now. So, like, that should tell you with modern medicine, you know, it's obviously not as bad as it was then, you know. It can be treated, yeah. But at that time, you know,
that's
to say?
Why we have, like, vaccines and shit.
Exactly. Thank you, vaccines. Don't be anti-vax. And it didn't really have a cure at the time. It did... But it wasn't 100% effective. And he always was like, I could cure tuberculosis. So it's like, boo-boo, no, you can't. Like, calm down.
You're like, I don't believe in you. You can't.
Yeah. So in 1930, he needed to take the blood of a woman named Maria Elena.
this guy! Okay, sorry.
Milagrin de Hoyos.
Okay. Yeah. No, I fucking know this asshole. I love this story, though.
It's went so by weird. The name, I'm wondering, oh, Helen.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
So she was Cuban American.
I'm so excited you're doing this one.
And she's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Like, I was like, hold up, because I've heard this story my whole life, but I never looked her up. Like, I'm sure I saw pictures, but it, like, didn't stick. And I, like, looked her up, and I was like.
She's like a model.
She's so pretty. Like,
in, like, 1930s, people were kind of uggos.
Yeah.
But she was hot.
But she's, like, hot by today's standards.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like, you know how you see pictures from the 90s? You're like, oh, that was the guy you liked?
Right.
Like, I showed my nieces, like, Leonardo DiCaprio in the 90s, and they were like, what? And then I showed
Wait,
them.
Wait, did they think he was cute or not?
No. They were like, what is wrong with you? And then I showed them pictures of Brandon Flowers, and they started making gagging noises. And I was like.
What do they find attractive?
Do you have eyes? I don't know. They tried to tell me they didn't
like,
have a
celebrity
crush.
We love Aladdin.
Yeah.
Although Aladdin is, like, low-key hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, for a cartoon.
I mean, yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing. They were like, we don't like any celebrities. I was like, da-da-da-da-da. She went by the name Helen. She was Cuban-American. And we went on the tangent of her being beautiful.
Yeah.
And she was born in Key West, where he was at the time, in 1909. 32 years his junior. She was 32 years younger than this guy. And she had two sisters. And her father was a cigar maker. And her mom was a homemaker. So she came to the hospital with tuberculosis. For Carl, it was love at first sight.
Oh my god, this guy's such a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, it's... yeah.
When love at first sight, okay, creep ass.
So a big thing that he brought up was, like, when he was young, he had visions of the woman he was supposed to marry. And he got these visions from a ghost.
Wait, did he do Bloody Mary?
I mean,
did he walk backwards upstairs and, like, chant or whatever?
Did he run around a church 12 times on Valentine's Day? Who's to say? But he like, had this ghost haunting his house.
Oh.
It was, like, the woman in white or something, which they always are.
They're always in white.
Oh, my God. Like, it was kind of funny. Keith was telling me he went on a ghost tour, and he was like, and this woman, I was like, was she wearing a wedding dress or wearing white? And Keith's like, do you know the story?
I'm
did like,
she kill herself the night before her wedding because all her these fiancé things. Left?
And or... he was like, have you known this? I'm like, girl, this is everywhere. This is
literally
like,
this all is the not, stories.
Yeah. So, anyway, so he had these visions from a ghost, and it was, like, an exotic woman with... dark hair and, you know, beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, well, the here ghost told me that, so I guess that's what's going to happen. And Helen was the woman from these visions. But she was married. But as he dug, he's like, well, of course she's married. She's beautiful. And, like, sure. But her man's left her after she suffered a miscarriage.
What a dick.
So God, they weren't. So they were married, but they weren't married. If that makes sense. Like, wait, they were what? Married. They weren't, but they weren't, like, he wasn't around.
Oh, he wasn't around.
Yeah, he wasn't around.
So he just like, left, much like Carl.
Yeah.
He like, Carled, if you will. He Carled it out, if you will. Wait, did, okay, quick question.
Yeah.
Did Carl, like, divorce his wife, or he just, like, left?
You know what? It doesn't really say.
So he, yeah.
Because
so
some sources
her
say.
Carled it out.
Yeah, so some sources say she did. And then others say she didn't. But, I mean, like, because I watched documentaries a little bit, and it was kind of like, you know, there's a few things in the story that I'm kind of like.
Well, whatever. Minor details. For. I was just wondering.
Yeah, of course. But, yeah, he Carled, if you will. So, in the 1930s, tuberculosis was a disease that was kind of like the end-all be-all.
Sure.
And
got the TB.
She was told she should just be home because she needs to be comfortable. And it was rough for Carl to handle.
For Carl?
Yeah.
It was so hard for Carl to handle.
Danae, it's about Carl. God, we need to worry about
everything
what's...
in here is about Carl.
Yeah. She, you know, she was just the one dealing with tuberculosis.
He's
and
like, ghost
this creepy
of
guy who's obsessed with
soul
her.
Soul or whatever.
So he wanted to cure her because she was the love of his life. And he would shower her with gifts like clothes and jewelry and perfumes.
She's like, thanks, doc. How
and
about
it was
cure
extremely
me?
Unrequited. But you got to remember, she's 22. That's the age of, like, I don't want to hurt their feelings, right. Even though they're, like, making me feel uncomfortable.
Well, especially at that time, too.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, also he was supposedly going to cure her, so you're not going
to
be...
Yeah, you're not going to be a dick to your doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I have the potential to cure you.
But...
even though he's not even a real
she
doctor.
Never reciprocated it. She never reciprocated the affection, gifts, all that. Sure. But again, like we were saying, like, unfortunately she was 22 and he was trying to groom her.
Also,
and
she's sick.
Yeah, so, poor girl, like, she's dealing with that. But, yeah, I just kind of, like, wrote in the notes, like, would you turn that down? Probably not, because, but he would make her medicines and elixirs and bring it to her home to attempt to make her feel better. And he would steal things from the hospital to, like, help her out. And
so
would
he's
bring
just,
them
like,
to the house, like,
doctor.
Machines and stuff, yeah. And after a year and a half, after her diagnosis, she ended up passing away. And this was in October in 1931.
Okay.
And he just kind of said her family was, like, super ungrateful for everything he did for her.
They're probably like, leave, creep.
But he also said she was not interested. That is, like, black and white. We don't need to have anyone even go for that because... But he said she was holding back.
Her love?
Yeah.
Carl, rejection, take a hint.
Isn't fun, but dude,
but
like fucking like, let it go. So we ended up buying the house she lived in, and what? Her family. Well, the family didn't want to be there anymore because they were heartbroken. Yeah, but and like,
kind of.
And it's not like they had a lot of money, so they were kind of.
So he like bought them out. He's like, I'll pay for this house.
You know, some sources say he bought them out. Some sources say like they lived there, but it was like it didn't really make too much sense. Clear. Okay. Yeah. But he would sleep in her bed because it smelled like her.
Ew. No. No.
Every Carl. Night. Because he's so it's normal.
Comforting.
That's comforting.
Oh my God, what a weirdo.
And he also paid for her funeral, which her family is like fine with, which, you know, the house thing was already weird, but they.
It's like being so like overly kind that you're like, what? Is your end goal?
She's not alive anymore. Like that's what. Yeah, exactly.
It's like thanks, but also like that's weird.
Yeah. And it's just he like sleeps in her bed and he pays for the funeral, which at that point I'd be like, okay. He had to be extra, and he made her a mausoleum.
Oh wow! I'm sure like, that was probably expensive too.
Oh, absolutely. And he kind of like looked at it as like her little house. And God. He just did that so she didn't have to be underwater. It was in Key West, you know, like,
oh, water. Like hurricanes and shit?
Yeah. So he was like, I don't want her to be in the water. And I'm like, okay. And if you've ever been to, like, New Orleans, that's another, like, sea level city. But they also do a lot of mausoleums because, you know, all the flooding.
Yeah,
because,
like, if it floods, then there's just bodies, like, out and about.
Yeah, like, let the bodies hit the street. Let the
Oh my God.
That's all I could think of. That was really, really not nice of me. But, like, I always wondered after the hurricane. I'm like, you can't tell me, like, none of that
stuff. I
guess
I never really even thought about it until you just said that.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though.
But, like, there's this movie called Double Jeopardy, and it has Ashley Judd in it. And if you haven't seen it, it's great. But they kind of, like, show her going through, like, the New Orleans, like, cemetery. Watch that movie. You'll be like, oh my God, this movie's so good. Like, I had Keith watch it, and he's like, this is amazing. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's a classic 90s. It's like one of those movies like from the 90s that you're like, okay.
I'll watch it.
So this was in the Key West Cemetery, and that's where she's from. It makes sense. You know, everyone's there. Yeah. And it's already creepy. But he was the only one who had a key to the mausoleum to get in.
Dude, no.
And he would visit it every single night.
And that's like so like extra creepy because he's like, well, I paid for it. So like, I don't know. Like the... that's
yeah like you can't be like
give oh, me a key
yeah give me the key because it's like I mean he did pay for it but like what the hell
yeah no that's weird
that's so weird oh, and he would bring formaldehyde to preserve her body and it didn't really work
but he like secretly did that
yeah
probably, right?
Just to like preserve her body
oh no
he's
just like a fucking amateur like let me just put her into some formaldehyde or like injector and it's like not working because I'm sure there's like a whole process and,
what's
like,
my catchphrase
it gets worse it
gets so much worse
oh no
like when you're talking I'm like oh
and here we
you're
go
not gonna like it this is nothing the formaldehyde this is all normal
yeah as,
just so you know
I mean
we're at nor I know
it's not really normal
oh
for an amateur
right now this story is so normal
oh god
this it's is an average story so it didn't work, the formaldehyde, and then he tried to feed her with a tube or, his own mouth.
Wait, what do you mean feed her?
To keep her to retain fluids.
Like, he and thought that she could, like, he could put food into her mouth.
And she would, like, eat it.
This man is a fucking idiot. I'm sorry.
No, it gets worse.
Like, he's trained in some science. And, like... she's dead.
And he would say she would talk to him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Carl.
I just like to tell you, like, little things. You're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, you just wait.
Yeah, feed her? Dude, she's dead.
But like, he wanted her to retain fluids and wait. You know, because then she can't, like, decompose.
Oh, my God.
Because apparently that's how science works, right?
Science. Oh, wow. So he baby birded her?
Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry.
I'm thinking of Eric
you
biting
there,
your gourd right
there
now.
There was like a tube, but then you also said that he did
yeah,
it with his
so
mouth.
Yeah, so it's a tube or his mouth.
So he's baby birding her.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
She is his little baby bird. He is Papa Bird. It is weird. But again, okay, now we're getting kind of weird because that it was normal up until that point. So he would come every night for 2 years. And then he said she started speaking to him and asked him to take her home out of the mausoleum. Oh my God. Cold. I'm cold, Carl.
Carl, she's dead.
Yeah.
Carl. Seek help.
And after 2 years, one can only imagine.
And some failed attempts at feeding and formaldehyde.
Yeah.
She's probably a mangled mess.
I gotta be honest with you. I love Keith, but if he died, I
would. You gotta let it go.
Yeah.
You gotta let it go. I would have
fond memories. I probably wouldn't do a mausoleum, not because I'm not full of love. I just can't afford that. it's a money thing at this point. It's a no for me, dog.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he came at night to take her and bring her home in a wagon. But he like took her in like a wagon in like a oh my gosh.
A covered wagon?
No,
a red wagon.
In a what do you keep a body in? Good God.
A hearse?
No, like
a coffin.
Coffin. Good.
Okay.
I don't know why my brain. I'm like, have you had that happen where you're like, it is the most basic. Yeah. So he took her basically in a coffin, but on like the wagon.
And just no one asked questions.
It was at night. It was like late at night.
Okay.
So nobody was around.
No one was just like, hey, why you got a coffin on a wagon?
He's like, this is my dog.
This is my passion.
This is my passion. I really like coffins.
It's the love of my life.
So imagine the smell and just the look of her.
Yeah, no, the smell.
He was trying to bring her back to her pre-corpse days.
And how disrespectful to her remains.
Let her rest. It's called rest in peace, not rest and, like, get fucked with. For a reason. Good God.
Oh, no.
So he brought her to his lab, and he would try to keep the decomp away.
His laboratory?
He used piano wires and hangers to keep the parts together. Her eyes were gone, obviously, after 2 years. I think your eyes go after a few months.
Probably. Because it's like soft tissue.
A mucous membrane. Yeah. Your mucous membranes are like, bye.
Be gone.
So he created glass eyes, and he put those in her eye sockets. He stuffed her body with rags because her body had sunk in. You know, baby birding wasn't working, apparently.
What the fuck?
And her skin was mostly gone, so he covered her body in silk dipped in wax.
She's like a craft. I'm
not saying she's not beautiful. But you can't tell me the most beautiful woman in the world would look good like this. This is not a good look for anyone.
Well, no, she's not even like, why would you do that? Like, there is clearly...
Just let it go, baby girl. Let it go.
Some really severe mental problems.
You're going to find some stuff out that's going to be infuriating at the end of this. Anyways.
Oh, great.
So, silk dipped in wax, and he even made her a wig using his mother's hair and her hair. And he would just, like, make the wig, because your hair falls out after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
So we would just gather his mom's hair?
And her hair, and
he's all, like, plucking it out. She's like, why are you always doing that? He's like, no reason.
You're acting crazy, old woman.
No reason at all.
Yeah. So, yeah. And also, I was like, how did he get his mother? Like, where's his mom in all this? Like, I don't know. But that's what I read. And I was like, okay, that's super strange.
Wow.
And yeah, so she had a wig using her own hair. And he would dress her in like super nice clothes and jewelry. And he made masks for her because her face would keep fading away.
No.
Yep. We're at 2 years, right?
Oh, no.
We're at 2 years, yeah. Right? Okay. I just want to make this timeline.
Okay.
He kept her in his bed for the next 7 years.
Seven?
Mm-hmm. He would sleep beside her, cuddle her, kiss her. And he acted like this was normal.
Did he?
Wait a minute. He made the claim he would get embalming fluid on him when they kissed. Fun fact, embalming fluid is hella toxic.
Yeah.
People die from that. So, like, oh, you got your embalming fluid on
me. I'm sure it's not helping his,
you silly goose and, like, booper on the nose. Like,
voices in his head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's...
This is a lot.
Yeah.
I need more wine.
There's not enough wine in the world. But he said she would speak to him, and she totally approved what he was doing. But it was denied. It was denied by him. And he was pretty open with what he told the cops. But guess fucking what? I don't trust this at all. He denied that he never had sex with her.
That's a fucking lie.
But when they got to her body, there was like a little tube in her vagina.
No.
He said he didn't. I don't trust that at all.
Why is there a tube then?
Why did you go to all this work? Why?
No.
If you wanted to, he would, Danae. If you wanted to, he would.
I really can't with this man.
Right?
Oh my god.
But yeah, he basically made a makeshift vagina. To no shock, his house
gets worse.
And her body smelled extremely bad.
How is no one smelling this?
9 years of decomp. 9 years.
I mean, is he keeping
the doors shut? 9 years ago was 2014. Imagine getting a body from 2014.
Like, I'm just... How?
But he would use sprays and perfumes. And it didn't help the smell.
I'm sure it didn't.
There's not enough sprays. You can't just
cover that up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, I remember... Cool. Have you ever, like, cleaned out, like, a sink and your house smelled like ass and it's, like, you tried everything you could, candles and everything?
Oh, no. You can't cover that up. And that's just a sink.
You know.
Like, a whole body.
Yeah, exactly. And,
like, I guess he, like, never has, like, guests over.
No, he's not really. He's kind of, he's not one of the entertaining types, if you will.
He's not that social.
Yeah, so, but people in town noticed he was a total recluse. Ironically, you say that. But he would come to town, he would buy really nice clothes, jewelry, and a lot of perfume. Which, they're like, why is he buying this? We don't see him with any female. Yeah. You know, people talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, for his, like...
But a boy in town claimed he had seen Carl dancing with someone in the window. Like, it looked like a doll.
No, he, like, picked her up. This is, like, Norman Bates type shit.
But it looked like a doll.
That makes me shiver.
I know.
Like, right? That's so creepy and so disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
And so, like...
But this got back to Helen's sisters.
Uh-oh. So do they investigate?
And keep in mind, like, there's a mausoleum, and they're, like, trying to go visit it, and it's, like...
And he's, like, oh, I have the key, and, like, being a weirdo about it.
So, Oh, God. But one of the sisters was, like, I want to go see my sister. And he's, like, no, you can't. And she's, like, no, I want to see my sister. Like, I really miss her. And I'm, like, you know, it's been 9 years. Like, I'm really sad.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to see my sister.
Okay, but so, I've never been to a mausoleum.
You what?
I've never been to a mausoleum. So, like, you go in there, but it's still, like, a coffin, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in, like, a drawer kind of situation?
Yeah, and sometimes they have pictures there. It just kind of depends. But, yeah, it's kind of like a drawer situation, and it changes.
Okay.
I haven't been in a mausoleum, but I've, like, seen pictures of them. Or it could be, like,
cremated remains, but, like,
in a wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So she just wanted to go into the mausoleum to, like,
pay her respects. To her sister. Okay. But let's be
and
real.
He was like, no.
Word got back to her that something weird was going on. Okay. So,
She's like, let me investigate.
And, she was just like, and he's like, yeah, like, maybe in the future.
Maybe,
like,
in the future? No, sir.
Yeah.
This is my family. What are you talking about?
But then the sister decided to go confront him at his house.
Good.
And saw him dancing with a doll.
Ooh.
That looked just like her sister, but, like,
well, but like
a bad version.
The worst version.
And found out that doll was her sister.
So did she, like, go in and, like, it was, like, discovered?
I think she did.
She, like, smelled it.
But it's, like, she saw the sister, so you don't know if she went in or she just, like, went to the door and, like, looked in the window.
Saw through the window, like, who's and to was, say? Like...
Yeah.
I'm sure you could probably smell it even, like, on the front porch. Oh,
I bet. I bet. Like, decomp isn't, like, this... Oh, gosh, there's a little bit of decomp. It is a smell. I am so fortunate. I have not smelled decomp, and I feel really good. But I guess, like, people are like, when you smell decomp, you know. Yeah. And I'm sure, like, if I ever smelled it, I'd be like, that's decomp.
Yeah.
So they made him get a psych evaluation, and it was found he was able to stand trial because he got arrested.
Really?
And they took her body away.
So he was just, like, demented? Like... How can you be sane and do something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad because then he got to actually stand trial.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, like...
He knew what he was doing was wrong.
What would you do? Your brother passes away because you have brothers.
Yeah.
And, like, one of, like, a girl who was, like, obsessed with them, like, you go and you find out, like, they've been keeping, like, your brother's body.
Dude, I'd lose my shit.
And it's also not, like, me or, like, you know, Katie, who's, like, they, the,
you're like, the definitely thoughts not are returned me.
Back, you know? But it's, like, somebody that, like,
well, yeah. Like,
God, leave Keith alone.
Right. And, like, well, it's not a reciprocated relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a, like, she didn't ever have feelings for him.
Yeah, exactly. She, like, was just polite to him literally, because he was a doctor. So it's just kind of like you put yourself in that situation. Like,
oh, gosh.
If I ever went to, like, a house and, like, found somebody that was, like, obsessed with my brother, was, like, that'd holding his body. Like, that would be horrible.
I can't even, like, imagine.
No, because it's, like, it's the worst thing. So his ultimate plan was to send her into space so radiation would get to her and bring her back to life.
How? That doesn't make
sense. They found him sane.
What? He's like, so what I'll do is I'll send her to space. The aliens will radiate her back to life. Like, what are you even talking about?
That doesn't even make sense.
That's not even, like, what?
So, the worst part is the Statue of Limitations.
Oh, no, seriously?
It ran out.
No.
Girlfriend was free to go. And by girlfriend, I mean Carl.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Girlfriend's a gender neutral term for me.
Okay.
It's like, but he was free to go. Because the fucking Statue of Limitations.
No, dude, they should make an exception.
Which, if you ask me, I think the Statue of Limitations is
the worst
thing in the world.
I think so, too.
Like, I don't...
Like, you don't just get away with it after a certain amount of time.
It's not like people knew what was going on. Sorry, like, I feel bad for the people that, like, have something in their back pocket and they wait a while to say it because they're scared, and that totally makes sense. But this is something they didn't know this was going on.
Dude, no.
So, why does the Statue
of Limitations... So, he just got to, like, live his best life?
Yep.
So, what do they do with her remains?
I'll get to that.
Okay, because so, I was like, mm-hmm. at least, like...
Yeah. So, he said that he was demonized in the media. And it's like, you stole a body that was... And you kept it for 9 years.
Yeah, you did some really messed up things. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Like, you're not a good guy.
Like, I guess, like, that really bugged him that he was demonized. And it's like, they're... I'm sorry,
he's
I
like,
agree
they're
with...
making me a bad guy. Because you are a bad
you
guy.
You literally stole a fucking body, you sick fuck.
And, like, lived with it like it was normal.
Yeah. Like...
What?
And then he tried to say that her sister was just jealous because she wanted all the jewelry and clothes.
Oh, my God.
And it's like...
I almost wish that they found him, like, not... able to stand trial so they could, like, institutionalize him or something. Because yeah. He's clearly got some, like...
This isn't something...
Huge issues happening.
Like, I hate the word normal because there's no such thing as normal.
But this is not...
But this is beyond, like, oh, this isn't normal. Like, this is... If any of you think you want to, like, build... Like, I'm sorry, don't listen to our podcast because you're gross. Like, if you want to, like, dig up a body and live with it, that's not normal. There's nothing sane about that.
No.
There's nothing that I'm like, well, I guess, no.
There's not a gray
also,
area.
Also, it's not even like they're beautiful cells, which sounds fucked up. But anyway, so what happened to Helen's body, you ask?
Yeah.
Is put on display.
What?
At the Dean Lopez funeral home for all to see.
Why would they do that?
I have no idea. And I was just like, oh, okay, so we're going to disrespect her body further because it
even
hasn't
more.
Been horribly disrespected already.
Now we're going to make everyone see it. Like,
7,000 people went to see her body. She did eventually get an unmarked grave burial at the same cemetery for her body's protection. So, unfortunately, because of this sick fuck, she didn't even get to have her name in her death because they couldn't mark her grave, which is so upsetting.
Oh, that's really sad.
So upsetting. People sent Carl fan mail.
Why do people do that?
People thought what he did was so romantic.
Bro, that's not romantic. That's demented.
What a twist, right? There was a lot of people
romantic?
That were like, why? Yeah. Because even in death, he still loved her.
Love her, like, let her body rest, and you can still continue to love her
100%.
And memorialize her and, you know, remember her in a really lovely way. But, like, No. So that's not romantic. That's really fucking weird.
Thousands of people came to see him, tell him he wasn't guilty.
What?
And his biggest supporter? His biggest supporter? His first wife.
What?
Yeah.
That's so cringe.
His first wife was also a supporter. And
the one that he just, like, left?
I, just like you, was like, what? Like, I'd be like, oh, what a sick. Like, I'd be like.
I'd be like, glad you left.
I'd be like, leading the pitchforks to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. You
dude, left. What?
And so he was able to live out the rest of his life. And he thought he should get Helen's body back. He asked for it back.
The audacity.
The audacity.
The audacity for him to even ask. That's why they had to
take her name away and put her in an unmarked grave.
Dude.
The house, the mausoleum he built for her, I shouldn't say house, what? Was destroyed.
Like, he really thought that they would be like, yeah, okay, you can have the body back. What are you thinking?
Good sir, no. So he got a house and he used the masks he made for her. He made a effigy or a doll.
Yeah.
And he used the masks he made for her face because he kept that. And he just had this doll to remember her. And he died in 1952, which would make him, sorry.
How did he die?
76.
Just oldness.
Just, yeah. And.
Wow.
They say he died lonely. But he was wrapped in the arms of his effigy.
I'm sorry. He was wrapped in the arms of a doll.
With the death mask of Helen.
Y'all, mental illness is real.
I will be posting a picture of what he looked like.
He looks like a creep.
I will be posting a picture of Helen. I'm sure you've seen the picture doll. Before.
Yeah, and it's like weird.
And it's like, what is that? It's like a weird paper mache thing. And then you actually, and then you know the story and you're like,
oh, that's terrifying. Oh, that's a
person. So this one.
I didn't know he didn't have to face any consequences.
That's Statue of Limitations.
So terrible.
Is stupid. There's no point in it.
No, I hate it.
You know who Statue of Limitations, do you know who that helps?
The fucking criminals?
The criminals.
Wow.
I don't care if you go around, like, doing stuff, but if you're guilty, I don't care if it's 20 years from now, you should be able to, like, seek justice regardless.
Well, I think there should, like, okay, statute of limitations on, like, if you shoplifted, sure, whatever, who cares. But on, like, mutilating a dead body, how is that?
There's a limit to statute of limitations. Like, shoplifting, not great. It makes consumers' prices go up, but it doesn't physically harm anyone to the point where stealing a body,
like, and harming remains, like, I feel like that should be like, and Helen's
family died of tuberculosis through the 40s, so unfortunately
all of them.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So we don't even really get to get their side of the story, which is really hard. You know, because it'd be nice to know a little bit about Helen.
Yeah.
Because what she's known for is being, like, beautiful, but being... And, you know, it's crazy because so many people are like, his corpse bride, oh. And ew. I'm like, she did not have feelings for him. People are like, didn't he do that with his wife? And no. I get so mad because, like, a lot of people are like, what are you recording? And I'm like, I was telling them. And I'm like, I get so mad. And it's nobody's fault. I mean, you don't know the story.
Yeah.
I didn't really know, like, that she wasn't into him and stuff like that. But I was like, this is unrequited love. And that's what's so terrifying about this. Ugh. Is it's not like it's his wife. Like, it would be bad no matter way you slice it.
Yeah.
But it's so much worse when it's somebody that she wasn't even into. Yeah. Like, it's all bad. I'm not saying, like, oh, no. It'd be better, like, if she liked him. Definitely
don't, like, dig up bodies or whatever.
But it's, like, just horrible because, like, she had to be polite to him because he was a doctor.
Not even a real doctor.
Yeah. Like, one who lied to her, so.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a crazy story. That's the first true crime case that got me into this, so.
Yeah, that was, that's such a, like, weird story, and it's, like.
It's unbelievable. Because it's so, it's so out of left field.
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah, it really is. And in 2016, they were going to make a movie about Carl Tanzler with puppets.
Puppets?
And it...
Why the fuck?
Kickstarter didn't go off.
Okay, well, why are puppets involved?
Why are we making a, like we're not mockery? Doing a
Muppet of Carl Tanzler.
I think that makes a mockery of this. I'm fine with movies, because I think it's Christ. Always good to learn, but I think, like, doing puppets makes why this into a big old puppets? Joke.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This isn't Sesame Street. Like, yeah. What are we doing?
Good God. So, yeah, that's the story of Carl Tanzler and his weird obsession.
Wow.
Yeah. So if anyone, this isn't, I know, Danae's just sitting there in, like, disbelief.
I was just like, what of the
this
hell?
Story. Because, like, you know the story, you love the story. I don't mean I, it, love I, it, as no, in, like, it's like, a great story.
It's just so creepy.
But you need to hear all the facts to it.
Yeah, I didn't
just,
know.
It's so, like, oh, he, like, dug up a dead body and lived with it, and it's, like, it's so much more
I didn't realize
that.
It was that long, too.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
9 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's totally a lot. But, yeah. If you guys know any more facts about this, please. It's
share with us.
It's not one that, like, there's a lot of facts for, and I feel like there's a lot of conflicting things, so that's what's kind of hard about this story. But if you know anything about it, you know, you can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Also, if you have any, like, stories that you would like us to cover.
Self-care tips.
Yeah.
Or any stories that you want to share.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Can also hit us up on Instagram. That's where you can see our pictures of the cases that we cover.
Yeah, because we always, like, it's always good to have, like, pictures to go with cases. So,
yeah.
We upload those, like, pretty much right when we upload the story. Yeah. So
check it out. Follow us. Like us.
Be our friend.
Be our friend. Say hello.
Yeah. All right.
Alrighty. Well, that was a mega bummer.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm like, you can't really put a bow on this one. Nope, so. No.
All right. We will talk to you and tell you more stories next week.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Dead bodies.